So that's a really interesting one, which we get quite a lot of the time, because generally, crypto has been around since 2012-ish, and crypto's only really been cool since 2016. And a lot of people don't have experience in this space. As we move to Web3, Web3, we only know what that's going to be. Well, we only know what Web2 is because we're going to Web3, and no one really knows what Web3 is going to be. And everyone needs to come from different backgrounds to make a project successful. So, of course, we've got guys in the team, obviously from the game side for developing the game, who have worked for people like Voodoo Labs, which is really exciting. Voodoo Labs are absolutely amazing. We've got a couple of guys for our lead blockchain developing team who have been in blockchain for the last couple of years, which is great. They've worked alongside loads of different guys in the blockchain space. As you can imagine as well, there's loads of devs in the blockchain space who aren't fully doxxed. One thing that was really important for us is that we are fully doxxed. And with that, obviously, comes a lot of scrutiny from people, a lot of FUD, because we all have different backgrounds. Me personally, as head of growth, I started full time in crypto last year in May. I've been involved with crypto since 2013, 2014, heavily involved in crypto since 2016, working full time since last May. Like I said, this is the third project which I've worked for and the most successful so far. I mean, my main background before that was actually in the music industry, and with that came a lot of marketing, PR, networking, etc. So you can understand that being hired by Tama Doge and working with this team to actually spur on the marketing and head of growth was a really good fit coming from my background. And that's why over the last year and a half, I've been very successful in crypto, because my experience of marketing, etc., and my knowledge of crypto has come together, and I've been able to help people and projects grow exponentially. And I think testament to that, and testament to our backgrounds, is the fact that we raised, 19 million in 7 weeks, more than Ethereum's ICO. And that for us is our sort of flag point, because you've got to take a risk on people. You need to take, you need everyone has their own thing to bring. And I think it's really funny, in the next year or two, and in 5, 10 years' time, if we end up doing another project, it's going to be really funny, where it's like, what's your project experience? And we're just going to mention this project, and everyone's going to be like, oh my gosh, it's absolutely amazing. Whereas, like, right now, it's like, what have you done? Well, we've been doing this, this, and this. We've been trying to do some bits. But yeah, I think it's a real testament to the backgrounds that we do have coming together, how successful we've been able to make this project so far. But it is quite a good question, because what is the experience of most people in crypto and blockchain? And yeah, for myself, I'm very keen. I love blockchain. I'm very keen into it. However, I'm not a developer, but I have spent some time trying to learn how to read contracts, etc. And that's why, when you are doing a coin, any project in the world, you have people from different backgrounds that specialize in different areas, which is the most important thing. Teamwork does make the dream work, as cheesy as that sounds.